The availability of DAHA products in South Africa is setting off major alarm bells in the medical fraternity. As we put mental health under the microscope this October, we're looking at some of the substances that are being abused, like DAHA. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
I think the marijuana thing's going to explode due to lack of regulation.
Chair of the SA Medical Association, Dr. Mark Heumann, says we're sitting on a ticking marijuana time bomb.
Everyone jokes about millennials and how they're difficult to get off the couch at the best of times, yet the single most well-documented complication of marijuana is a motivational syndrome. And so add unrestricted access to a population that's already struggling with finding work and all things like that, and it's an absolute ticking time bomb.
And he says it's not just the youngsters.
The generation that told us, do not take marijuana, you know, they're like now drinking the drops and eating gummy bears, and they buy them on every second corner in Joburg. You can get the stuff. Be interesting to see how this pans out.
As a Master of Sciences in Child Health, Luke Lamprecht specializes in neurodevelopment.
I am devastated by what has happened with marijuana. Whoever they are, whether it's the marijuana growers or the producers or the pharmaceutical companies, they have created one of the biggest problems I've ever had to deal with.
He says people just don't realize the long-term effects.
People are buying it because of the THC content. Now, THC makes you dumb and demotivated. The receptor for THC in your brain is the same receptor for part of the endocannabinoid system called anandamide. It's a thing that coats your brain, for example, when you are running. So if you think about a runner's high, the runner's high, you actually feel happy. It's not that you just feel less pain, you actually feel happy. THC attaches to that receptor. So it blocks that receptor attaching because it does now. You've washed the brain with THC.
Luke says the damage is so severe, he won't treat patients who use DAHA.
The devastation of that in a developing myelinating young brain, I cannot tell you. In fact, to the extent that I don't work with it, I will send you to my colleagues who deal with addiction. I don't deal with it at all because it is just such a nightmare.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help or advice can contact SADAG's 24-hour call center. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.